What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take our last look for the week, shall we? Some of those local news items here in the Republic of Panama. Within the framework of Operation Jericho, authorities reported that on Thursday an operation was carried out at the residence of Abraham Rico Pineda, son of the deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Raul Pineda. The residence of Rico Pineda, located in the exclusive sector of Orbrook in the Ancon district, was one of the objectives of the operation carried out by the authorities within the framework of the ongoing investigation. Sources close to the case said that in addition to the home, several companies linked to the PRD deputy's son were also raided. However, despite the efforts made, the authorities confirmed that so far they have not been able to locate Rico Pineda. As will be recalled, at least 25 people who are believed to be linked to a criminal group dedicated to national and international drug trafficking were arrested in the early hours of Thursday. This was the 15th of August, during an operation carried out by agents of the National Police and the First Superior Prosecutor's Office for Drugs. This was a part of Operation Jericho, carried out in the provinces of Panama, West Panama, Chiriquí, Los Santos, and Darien, where Panamanians, Colombians, and Mexicans were captured. How did they operate? Well, according to investigations, this network invested in large sums of money to create companies. Through these companies, they received and sent money. In addition, they received drugs from Colombia at special points in the Gunayala region, Panama, and Darien. They then sent the illegal merchandise through the jungle trails and then transported it by land to the border with Costa Rica. According to police, they have seized $2.6 million in property and $300 million in cash. The prosecutor's office stated that an arrest of these individuals is for the possible commission of the crimes of money laundering and conspiracy to commit drug-related crimes. In the current context, Panama's political and economic times are deeply intertwined with the futures of the Panama Canal. Decisions made on national issues, such as the reform of the pension system, will have a direct impact on the execution times of investments needed for key projects, such as the Rio Indio Reservoir. At the foot of the Miraflores Lock on Thursday, exactly when 110 years have passed, the Minister of Panama Canal Affairs, José Ramón Icaza, spoke about his vision on water projects to guarantee the supply of water, both for the operations of the canal and for human consumption. At a recent meeting with President José Raúl Mulino and canal executives, the preservation of the watershed and the progress of the Indio River project were discussed. However, the implementation of the plan is conditioned by the need to first resolve other national problems, such as the crisis of the Social Security Fund. Icaza stressed that the canal has been working for years to conserve the watershed, which has expanded by 60%, from 343,000 to 551,000 hectares, following a court ruling last July that re-established its boundaries. In this context, the Indio River project is emerging as the main solution to increase water capacity, benefiting both the canal's operations and the water supply for 2.5 million Panamanians. The minister noted that discussions with affected communities have already begun, and the national debate on the Indio River project is expected to take place in 2025, possibly in the second quarter of the year. The President of the Republic, José Raúl Mulino, arrived on the afternoon of yesterday in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. This is to participate on Friday's inauguration of Luis Abinader. I have arrived in the Dominican Republic to accompany at Luis Abinader in the swearing-in as President. We will continue to strengthen ties, Mulino posted on his X account. This is the second official trip now by the Panamanian president since he took office in July. There is much anticipation for Mulino's visit to the Dominican Republic ahead of a meeting of the regional leaders to discuss the political crises in Venezuela following the elections held in July the 28th in that country. Well, this Thursday morning, the conversation with the media, the president reiterated that Panama will join any multilateral initiative to continue helping Venezuela in this situation. Within the established line of recognition of the victory of Edmundo González as president-elect in Venezuela, said Molino, who added that there is also the option of a political transition so that González Urrutia assumes the presidency. The meeting in the Dominican Republic will be interesting and we can discuss more issues together, said Molino. Panama has been one of the countries that has taken the initiative to support the victory of opposition leader González Urrutia in the presidential elections in Venezuela. Panama, along with Costa Rica and the Dominican Republic, are part of the Association for Democracy and Development, a regional forum that facilitates the coordination of policies and joint projects between the nations. This forum allows the three countries to articulate common measures and a common international political agenda, explained President Molino. On Tuesday, the 6th of August, Molino called a meeting with 17 regional leaders to address the situation in the South American country. To this end, he instructed Foreign Minister Javier Martinez Acha to speak with his counterparts and extend an invitation to the leaders to hold this meeting in Panama. So Venezuela's largest opposition group claims victory after receiving the results of the ballots, but the National Electoral Council has declared victory to Nicolas Maduro, but has not yet released the official results. Members of organized civil society called on the authorities to recover public funds that were diverted to malicious mechanisms for undue use, which came from the Economic Aid Program of the Institute for Training and Utilization of Human Resources, IFARU. In a statement, the National Commission for Civic and Moral Values expressed its deep dismay at the recent cases of corruption in the management of the program. It was recalled that these aids, designed to reduce the economic and educational gap, have been diverted from their original purpose, negatively affecting the well-being of our society. We are particularly concerned that many of the beneficiaries of this financial assistance are young, hard-working and educated citizens, they said. According to the Commission, these individuals, at the beginning of their social interactions, have adopted wrong behaviours, believing that the actions that they carry out were correct or that they would have no consequences. It is clear that the recipients of these misallocated aids did not have, on their own, the power of the or the mechanisms to access these funds in an improper manner. This suggests the intervention of government cells with sufficient influence to facilitate these actions, seeking to gain favours for relatives or friends of the beneficiaries. They call on all beneficiaries of these financial aids to reconsider. We recognise that many of them have been victims of bad advice or guidance. It is crucial that they correct their course and are able to identify in the future what is right, clearly delineating the line between benefit and abuse, the Commission said. In total, IFARU distributed $421.4 million in economic aid and other educational programs in the last 10 years, during the mandates of Juan Carlos Varela and Laurentino Cortizo. And, well, we'd like to finish with a little bit of an antidepressant, don't we? At his Thursday press conference, President José Raúl Molino answered a question. This was about the intervention of the rector of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, this is Etelvina Medianero de Vonagas, in the Budget Committee of the National Assembly. The president said she should not be given one more penny than she already has and is squandering. He advised her to better shut her mouth and added that every time she speaks, she opens the door to the biggest public ministry. The president continued speaking about her. She says she and her thug, and her family, and all the beneficiaries, he added, have violated all the rules to get re-elected. Molino called UNACHI the winter headquarters of the PRD. Chiriquí deserves a better rector, a better university centre than what we have at this moment, the president said. On Wednesday, the 14th of August, the rector of UNACHI was forced to answer tough questions from the deputies of the Budget Commission about the juicy bonuses that university staff receive. the controversial calculations to calculate the seniority bonus, the poor budget execution, and even cases of nepotism in the institution. The President of the Republic even congratulated the Budget Committee. Millionaire de Bonegas even admitted that there are family clans on Nachi. There are 20 pairs of teachers appointed who, in turn, have also got husbands, wives, children, daughters-in-law working at the main state university in the province of Chiriquí. When the deputy, Jonathan Vega, from the Independent Vamos Party, who represents Circuit 4-5, that's Boquete, Dolega and Gualaca, Chiriquí, he asked her about the matter that the rector gave the floor to one of the Inachi officials who accompanied her. This administrator confirmed that there are about 20 couples who are teachers. Medinero de Bonegas went to the Budget Committee to request two transfers of funds, one for $600,500, while the other amounted to $259,706. She argued it was to pay bonuses and seniority bonuses for administrative and teaching staff at the university. However, after multiple challenges, 14 of the 15 deputies rejected her request. A historic decision in the National Assembly. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for today, our last look for the week. Some of the local news stories for you compiled for today's programme.